Hey, hi, hello. It's Financial Straight Talk, the podcast. I am Jerry Payne. Of course, each and every week, I am with Jim Fox, the Financial Straight Talker himself, to bring you financial information. But on this particular episode, we've got something special for you. Recently, Jim and I were able to go to Nashville and be a part of CRS 2024. That is Country Radio Seminar. And we get to rub elbows and talk to some of the biggest country stars out there and the up-and-comers, the next generation of great country music stars. This episode, we are going to play in full an interview that Jim got to do with a young man named Chase Matthew. Out of Nashville, that's his hometown. He's got a lot of great hits on the air right now. If you want to check him out, go to his website, chasematthew.com, or follow him on Instagram at IamChaseMatthew, all one word. That's chasematthew.com, and on Instagram, IamChaseMatthew. Here's the conversation that Jim and Chase had just a little bit ago.
Chase, man, I got to tell you, what a great time it is to meet you. I've been listening to your music in my house, not by choice. It's important you know this. My wife and my daughter love you.
Really?
Love you again. Wow. Let me tell you something, man. It's in the truck, everywhere I go.
That's
but I
got to
tell
That's
you,
great.
You dropped something on TikTok, I think about 10, 12, 15 days ago.
Yeah.
My daughter says, Dad, this guy's going to be as famous as Justin Bieber.
Are oh,
you
yeah.
Ready for that? There we go.
Okay.
Right?
Hey,
so
you
here's
know,
the deal.
I like Justin Bieber. No joke.
We get cool in the car, and guess what she wants to duet? Darling.
Darling.
Brother, I hate to tell you this, but I'm one of those guys, when Shake It Off, you're a young dude, but when Shake It Off came out, I was jamming it out.
Oh, yeah.
Shake It Off. I'm with you,
uh-huh,
man.
I'm in there.
But the Darling has been bumping in my, it's a banging, it's just banging, man. It's amazing.
Thank you.
And it takes me back to, I had the roots of country, and I'm poor country folk growing up. Then I found hip hop.
Yeah.
And I found my way back to country. And what I love about your music is I feel that in the story, just the way you sound. You got the old school sounds, you know, County Lines, got that old vibe, right?
Yeah.
But Darling, man, Darling's just banging. It's
yeah.
got that hip hop. So I got to know, and maybe I'm wrong on this, who would be your three biggest influences when it comes to your music? And I have to guess there's some hip hop mixed in there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'd say probably anything from, okay, three, if we're saying three R's. So Nickelback, Jason Aldean, and Jack Harlow. That's
oh,
probably
man.
Like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Man.
I mean,
you
I
know,
feel like everybody in like
you
nowadays.
You're no criminal,
is,
though. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
chug you. I'm with you. And you know, that's what I love about country is because, you know, I grew up when Colt Ford and Big
yeah.
Smo and all those were
absolutely.
Coming in. And, you know, I got the big jacked up truck, but I got crazy speakers and I'm running around in side by sides like you.
Yeah.
But man, you were just having such an impact on young folk, and I know a little bit about your backstory, and I don't like to talk about the crazy stuff, but you know something that,
yeah.
and correct me if I'm wrong, but about this time last year, you got to play at the Grand Ole Opry, if I remember.
Yeah, that. Yeah, March of 23, I made
crazy,
my debut.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, here's what hit me with that. If I'm right, your grandma was there, wasn't she?
Yeah, Mamaw was there, a bunch of family was there, it's crazy.
So, through all those hard times in life, man, it always comes back to family, right?
Yeah, and God, man, you know, it's I think you can put God first in your life and remember that you're second, you know, and he'll take you exactly where you're supposed to be,
man.
You know. It's a wild ride in music too, especially with like the ups and downs. The highs are highs and the lows are really low, you know, but like it's just I'm grateful to be here and be able to even say I played the Opry is wild, you know.
Isn't it? And yeah. here's I guess my point. This is a finance show, right? This is what we do. We talk about money. We call them financial weenies. I'm not one of them. I'm the redneck financial advisor, but a little bit different. How do you stay grounded and at I think 26 years old, right, man?
Yeah, 26.
At 26 years old, what's the what is it? Do you think about retirement? Do you think about money? I mean, you can have any you can have anything you want. And at 26, sometimes that's a problem. So how do you
yeah.
deal with the financial side of this? Talk
well,
to the 20 year olds out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
What can you do? What advice can you give them when it comes to finances, man?
I'll tell you the truth. I'm the worst at spending money, man. I got so many junk second gen Dodge Rams. It's not even funny. But if that's you know you gotta. I'll tell you the truth. So man, three years ago today, I was broke, man. I mean, I I had probably $200 in my bank account. And, you know, now going on to not say too much, but I mean, I have a couple, you know, pieces of real estate, and that's, you know, that's something that's crazy to say. You know, I drive a vehicle that's a lot newer than anything else that I've ever driven. And it's just wild to even say that. But, you know, like, I still find fun riding in my old junk trucks, you know, and like I almost drove my old junk truck down here today. We call it cracking, and I've had it forever. But, you know, responsibility wise, financially, the only thing I could really tell anybody my age is, you know, just remember that somebody's got to spend it, you know. That's probably not the best thing to say.
But you know what, guys?
I'm not good at financial advice, if you know what I'm saying. Chase, I spend a lot of money. Brother, if you don't want to spend it, I'll spend it.
We've all made the mistakes. I want to thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being an inspiration. Your story is so powerful. Guys, go out and check out Chase Matthews. Amazing story. And listen, you heard it from me first. Darling, you got to check it out. I don't care if you're 80 or 18, you're going to be bumping your head the whole way. Chase, thanks for being on the show, brother.
Good to see y'all, man. Thank you.
Wadadley Financial Group and Chase Matthew are not affiliated with, nor do they endorse Wadadley Financial Group. Opinions and remarks expressed by third parties are their own and may not be those of AE Wealth Management or Wadadley Financial Group.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Wadadley Financial Group. Wadadley Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Wadadley Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Wadadley Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any government agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Wadadley Financial Group.